Good afternoon. As high pressure continues to depart off over the Canadian Maritimes, clouds will be allowed to enter the region from the west. Still, we'll have partial sunshine for a time this afternoon, and this will help temperatures get into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average by the end of the day. We'll also have the chance to pick up a few scattered showers before the day is out, but the best chance of wet weather will be with the approach of the next disturbance coming in from the Great Lakes after dark tonight. Overnight, we'll have cloudy skies with scattered showers around. It'll be more muggy than it's been for the overnight period, and with areas of fog developing, lows will be back into the lower and middle 60s. That disturbance is only moving very slowly and will be in the vicinity tomorrow as well, with mostly cloudy skies and opportunities for showers and maybe even a thunderstorm, with highs being held back thanks to the clouds into the middle 70s. Still, a little bit of moisture left over on Friday may produce a passing shower, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-70s again. Over the weekend, we'll start a drying trend. Still a fair amount of clouds around, but enough sunshine both days to push us into the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds with a big ridge of high pressure building in the mid-levels of the atmosphere for the early part of next week, bringing highs into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southeastern North Dakota, eastern South Dakota, and into adjacent southwestern Minnesota, northeastern Nebraska, and northwestern Iowa. Rotating storms, capable of locally damaging winds and very large hail, will evolve by late afternoon in these locations, and also a tornado or two cannot be ruled out. Meanwhile, heat advisories are out for the mid-Mississippi Valley and an excessive heat warning for the St. Louis area. The heat index in these locations will be in the 105 to 110 degree range through the end of the week. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower activity associated with an elongated area of low pressure located several hundred miles east of the southern Windward Islands. Gradual development of this system is possible during the next few days while it moves west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour across the Lesser Antilles and into the Caribbean Sea. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 79, set in 1937, and the record low, 45, in 1998. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with a slight chance of a shower by dark and highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Also, areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower by dark and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower by dark and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with a chance of a shower by dark and highs in the lower 80s. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-70s. A shower possible Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.